It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with must-add players and deep roster pickups. It's the Waiver Wire Show. Here's Kevin Moore.
Yeah, that's right. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin, and of course, Lyle's not here. It's Tuesday. So it is the Waiver Wire Show. And I tell you what, there's a little bit of action this week, a lot more than last week. And the reason is we got some guys coming off of injury. Happens after week 8. It's a pup thing, I think. Anyway, so we have a little bit to get to, so let's start by taking a look at news. But before we get there, I do want to say there's been some articles lately about giving up in fantasy football when your team isn't doing so well, etc. And, you know, I'm of the mind that, you know, you continue to play all the way through the end of the season, whether your team, whether you're 0-8 or whether you're 8-0, obviously you got to continue to play. And the reason for that is, and I know I'm preaching to the choir for a lot of you, but see, the thing is, when you have a game against somebody who's, you know, playoff worthy, you can have a game. You can beat them. In a league I'm in, I was, I think, 3-4, and I was playing the top team in the league at 6-1, and I took them out. I'm in playoff contention in that league, but, you know, looking on paper, I should have been smoked, but I smoked them by, like, 50 points, so any given week. And, you know, you kind of owe it to the people in your league to continue to, you know, make waiver wire pickups and continue to do roster moves because your league mates are counting on you to give it your all to beat the people that they're, you know, trying to get in front of for the playoff race. So if you're going to be in a league, be in it to the damn end. You know, don't say, okay, well, I'm out of the playoffs, I'm going to quit, because that's BS. Play it to the end. So obviously, if you're listening to this show now, you're not trying to give up, and I applaud you. Not literally, but, you know, figuratively applaud you. So anyway, make sure that, you know, if you have somebody who's tanking in your league, to basically give them that message. Hey, play to the end, damn it. And if they don't play to the end, don't invite them back the next year. You want people who are playing it till the last week. Or, you know, some leagues make, you know, finishing last, you know, a punishment. And I don't really like that either. I would rather have, you know, some incentive for people to continue to play through the end of the year, whether it's a loser's bracket and, you know, the winner of the loser's bracket gets to get first pick in the next year's draft, whatever. But certainly some incentive is not a bad idea. All right, let's take a look at some news. Dede Westbrook for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who had core muscle surgery, whatever in the hell that is, was back at practice yesterday. Maybe see some game action in the coming weeks. But remember, this guy is, you know, not expected to jump right in and, you know, contribute. He missed so much time. He's a rookie. So remember, you know, he's not going to be, you know, clocking a hundy and 2 touchdowns a week one, but certainly worth grabbing and putting on the end of your bench. Chris Hogan is going to miss some time with a shoulder injury, which kind of sucks for guys who've had him and success with him, but roster accordingly. You heard that Brian Hoyer was released by the 49ers. I expect the dude to land somewhere. There's people who need quarterbacks, and he's not a bad one most of the time. So if you own him, don't drop him quite yet. See where he lands. It could be a decent situation. Zeke Elliott was denied an injunction. You know, I don't even know what an injunction is, quite frankly. There's been so much legal battling with this situation. And I guess they have until sometime today to appeal, which will put it into another process. So I'm not real sure what the situation is going to be, but we'll address, you know, the ramifications later on. Jimmy Garoppolo traded to the 49ers. This happened on Monday. There's going to be some fantasy impact there, of course. Excuse me. Thank you. There's going to be some fantasy impact there, of course, but, you know, we'll see what kind of quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is, not with the Patriots. That'll be pretty interesting. Marshawn Lynch is back from his one-game suspension for the Raiders. Manny Sanders continues to be inactive. He was inactive last night with that ankle. We'll see what he looks like going forward. Some good news for Danny Woodhead. He could return to practice this week, which would be great. He had a hamstring coming off of IR. He's not allowed to see game action until week 11, which is after the bye week. I don't know if he's allowed to or just won't. But, hey, you know, it would be great to get Woodhead back. Let's see what else is going on. You know what? That's pretty much it as far as news goes. It is, as I'm recording this, it's Tuesday morning. and it's trade deadline today, sometime in the afternoon. So we'll see if any moves are made worthy of fantasy attention. All right, so let's take a look at the quarterbacks. We have a couple situations here. Ryan Mallett for Baltimore could be useful this week. Now, I hear that Joe Flacco could play. Who knows? He got his bell rung pretty good, last week. So we'll see. But he could play. If he doesn't, Ryan Mallett has an opportunity. I'm not saying that he's worthy of play, but he's going to be out there. He's a quarterback in the NFL, and who knows? But it is Ryan Mallett, and it is the Ravens. So anyway, Case Keenum from Minnesota actually deserves a little bit of attention here. He's playing solidly, if not well. 288 yards on a couple TDs last week, 87% availability in Yahoo leagues. Josh McCown continues to be a guy that you can stream, that you can play in DraftKings leagues. 257 and two TDs last week, still 75% available in Yahoo leagues. So, I don't know. The guy continues to be picked up and dropped, I guess. And I mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo before being picked up by San Francisco. Basically, he's got an opportunity, but that offense is still the same. And, yeah, I mean, they have some talent there. Carlos Hyde's there. Pierre Garçon's there. The line is questionable, of course. Injuries and such have hurt them. But he should do well in that offense, and he can be a guy who could be a backup for you. So if he's there and you want him, get him. Tight ends, there's four guys here on my list that are worthy of a mention. Tyler Kroft from Cincinnati, available in just over half of Yahoo leagues, had five catches, 46 last week, and he's going to remain fantasy viable, at least on maybe a tight end tier two level throughout the season until, because Eifert out. Jackie Doyle, he had a day. 12 catches, a buck 21, and a TD. Still available in just over half of Yahoo leagues. And a lot of these leagues are just throwaway leagues. But at 51%, he may be available for you. If you're in a Yahoo league, your mileage may vary, of course. Austin Hooper, an Atlanta tight end. He's had a couple of games here and there where he's fantasy viable. This last one was one of them. He could have more. You're not going to sit Gronkowski for him, but if you're desperate for a tight end due to injury or whatever, dude was four catches out of six targets, 47 yards and a TD. He's available in just over half of Yahoo leagues. Vernon Davis from Washington, he continues to have an opportunity. He's 87% available in Yahoo leagues, and the guy in front of him is Jordan Reed, who at least three times a game limps to the sideline. So it's just a matter of time before Vernon Davis is going to have that starting opportunity because the guy in front of him is extraordinarily fragile. All right, so, roster him accordingly. Running backs, there's a few opportunities here. Alex Collins, unbelievably still available in 66% of Yahoo leagues, continues to impress. This last week, 18 carries, a buck 13, pretty good. Really good. Two catches for 30 yards. So the dude's putting up the points, still has yet to find the end zone, which is a little disconcerting, but it is what it is. He's certainly roster-worthy and certainly flex-worthy, at least, if he continues to post these kind of numbers. Rex Burkhead, not impressing on the ground, but is impressing through the air, kind of like we knew he would. And this is kind of like the new breed of running back, the Chris Thompsons of the world, the Deion Lewis's of the world, Rex Burkhead, and there's a few more of them, which... I think Theo Riddick is one of those guys who really doesn't get it done as far as being a running back goes, but being a third down back, being a long yard, second long back who's going to come in and catch some passes and really contribute to the passing game and not so much in the running game. So Rex Burkhead is one of those guys for New England. Four carries, only 15 yards, but seven for 68. Didn't get into the end zone, but those are certainly flex-worthy numbers, and the guy's available in 92% of these Yahoo leagues. Go get that guy and pop him into your flex and be happy. Devontae Booker for Denver, back-ish, six carries for 40 yards and a TD in the Monday night tilt, 98% availability in Yahoo leagues, and yeah, it's the Denver Broncos backfield where, we still have CJ and we have Jamal here and there. But Devontae Booker has, supposed to have been the guy to take over the job for the past 3 years. So we'll see what happens. He's semi-healthy, I guess, healthy enough to play. and he is certainly available. DeAndre Washington, Oakland had a day. 8-for-10, catching for 62 yards and a touchdown. 6 carries for 26 yards. 82% availability. Now, you know, through you look through the course of the guy's season, and he hasn't had this sort of day. Doesn't mean he's going to have another one. He could have these from here on out. This guy's a dice roll, and we've seen it. We saw it last year a bit, and we're seeing it this year so far, that really now that Marshawn's back, you know, he's going to get most of the carries, and the rest of them are going to be split between Rashard and Washington. It's kind of a mess back there in the Oakland backfield, but this guy had a day, and he deserves a mention on this show, and he gets it. All right, now it gets a little murky because we have Orleans Darkwa from the Giants coming off a bye. He has had good days. He's had great days. But he's got two things going against him. Number one, he's a Giant, and that line stinks. And the running game generally stinks for the Giants. Second thing he has going against him, he's the prototypical journeyman, even though, you know, I don't know if he's been with many teams or not, but, you know, he's a guy that's never, you know, quote-unquote, the guy. They'll always draft a guy to be in front of him because, you know, he's not really a guy you really want to hang your hat on. So as soon as Gallman maybe has a day, then Darko will get shoved to the back. But anyway, dude's coming off a bye. He's a starting running back in the NFL as far as we know. So, you know, if you're desperate at running back, you can get some depth there. And, of course, you know, the Dallas situation. It doesn't appear as though, at the time of this recording, that Ezekiel Elliott's, you know, legal team has appealed. You have to assume they will. But either way, there are people that have rostered Morris and McFadden just for this purpose. 62% availability for Morris, 65% availability for McFadden, who has yet to have an active game this year, which kind of confuses me. It's like you think you'd want the guy to be fresh, sure, but you'd want to have some game contact out of the guy. Who knows? Either way, if Elliott's out for the next 6 games, then one of these guys or maybe both of them will have opportunities. Roster as you see fit. Or not. Either way, something's going to happen there. Maybe. All right, let's take a look at the wide receivers. Pretty big list today. We had some guys step up. Juju Smith-Schuster, who's been on this list before, had a couple great catches, one long touchdown, 193 yards, 7 catches out of 10 targets. Dude's available in half of Yahoo leagues. Run, do not walk, to get this guy if you can. Paul Richardson from Seattle. We've been talking about this guy all year, or at least I have. I don't think Lyle's been in. But he's been targeted like a madman recently. 105 yards on 6 catches, 2 touchdowns. Had a third called back due to a chop block. He could have had 3 touchdowns this last week. 68% availability in Yahoo leagues. Another run, don't walk, to get that guy. Leonte Carew for Miami. For some reason, this guy has not been being utilized in this offense. But all of a sudden on Sunday, 8 targets, 6 catches, 48 yards. Dude has 100% availability in Yahoo leagues. That means, I don't know, 2 guys maybe have him. I don't know. But if you're interested in Leonte Carew, just for the uniqueness of the name, go get him. Tyler Lockett from Seattle, another Seattle wide receiver that had some pretty good luck this last week. 121 on 6 catches, 61% availability for him. If I had to choose between Richardson and Lockett, it would be Richardson. We've seen Lockett's game before. He's up and he's down. He disappears. He's worthy of attention, blah, blah, blah. But I will say this. Russell Wilson is on track for having his most pass attempts in a career this year. So whether or not Lockett will be a beneficiary of that, I don't know. Either way, he's available in 61% of Yahoo leagues. A guy we've been talking about for a while, in his last 3, guy is averaging 5 catches a game, 65 yards. So in a PPR, he is at least flex-worthy. He's steady. He's damn steady. 72% availability in Yahoo leagues. Robbie Anderson from the Jets. 6 targets, caught all of them, had 104 and a touchdown. I said it last week, he's roster-worthy. He should be out there. He's got a quarterback who may not be spectacular, but he's certainly steady enough, and he's getting Robbie Anderson the ball, and Robbie's catching him. He's certainly a guy, if you're looking for wide receiver depth and situational play, I would definitely look for Anderson. 72% availability. Gotta love it. Marquise Lee from the Jacksonville Jaguars. In his last two, 9 catches, $1.55. Not going to set the world on fire. But as we get deeper into the season and injuries happen and other situations happen, you're going to need some deep receivers, and this guy certainly qualifies there. Don't know what Westbrook's situation coming back is going to have an effect on Lee or not. But 65% availability for Lee. He's the burner there in Jacksonville. We've seen Travis Benjamin catch a touchdown pass each of the last 2 weeks. He had two runs, too, for 14 yards. 5 catches on 9 targets, 64 yards, and that TD. 86% availability in Yahoo leagues. We've seen Travis Benjamin kind of step out before and have a couple games. Who knows if they're opening up the offense to include Benjamin more, but he's getting a lot more opportunities. 9 targets doesn't suck. So he may be a sneaky flex in a DraftKings league or a guy to plug on the end of your bench if you have a deep roster. Some guys who are coming off of injury that require attention. I mentioned Dede Westbrook before for Jacksonville. He is healed at this point, from what we understand. And healed is good. That's part of the game, as we know, especially if you're a rookie. Having availability and being on the field, kind of important. Anyway, so you can grab him if you're looking for a roster, or if you're looking to roster a rookie, or if you're in a dynasty league. Westbrook might be a cool guy for you. Corey Davis, the first wide receiver off the board in this last April's draft. Hammy's fully healed, and he is available in 73% of Yahoo leagues. Go get that Tennessee wide receiver. He should be a good one. John Ross for Cincinnati, back from injury. 94% availability for him. We talked a little bit about him on Wednesday's show. We're not real sure what his impact is going to be, but he's a burner, and he should get some looks going forward.
Let's ride.
Ooh, told you there was a few on the list this week. All right, well, we'll be back Wednesday night for the Week 9 preview. Season's going by quick. And then we'll be back Saturday for the live call-in show. It's getting deep, and we're loving it. Hopefully you're doing well in your leagues. If not, give us a ring Saturday. We'll talk through it with you. It's our favorite show. We love it. All right, have a good Tuesday, and we'll be back Wednesday. All righty then. See ya.